Hey, it's Katie Moran, and here's your heartfelt lift. Today I'm here with.
Fernando Martin Gullens.
Thank you so much for coming on today. I'd love to hear about the story of your mission with Artists of Impact. And Artists of Impact is a nonprofit and community of influential artists dedicated to effectively helping others and making a meaningful difference in the world. They're founded by artists, for artists, and your services are 100% free. Can you tell me more about the mission and how it started?
Yeah, of course. So, as you mentioned, Artists of Impact is a nonprofit, technically as an entity, but more than anything, we're a movement of artists, influential artists, and creators who want to have a bigger positive impact on the world. And so, what we do is we work with these artists to support and sort of garner more support for the most effective charities in the world across a variety of different cause areas. In terms of how it all started, it started because I'm an artist. I'm a professional ballet dancer, freelance now, but I used to dance with the Houston Ballet. And yeah, during COVID, I just started learning a lot about some different problems in the world, things that I was sort of loosely aware of, but didn't really understand, I guess, the extent to which they existed. And I became pretty passionate about, wanting to help solve those problems. But unfortunately, at the time, I didn't really know how I could. And then the more I started delving into these different topics, I did a couple different courses. I started speaking to more people in different industries. I started to learn some really, really interesting things that I didn't know before that really inspired me to take certain actions, which I'm happy to sort of delve into more deeply to try and more impactfully change the world. Yeah, I don't know. Would you like me to just kind of dive right in or?
Yeah, so I actually have a question which I think is probably the first thing that people would want to know. And I did some background by looking at your website and watching a video you have posted about this, but what exactly is an effective charity and how is it different? And also, I think this is something that's the real service is that you're connecting these artists with charities that are effective, which
Yeah.
I think in turn like is just so much like that's the real impact. So I'd love to hear you just explain a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so this was actually one of the things that kind of blew my mind when I first started learning about it. And it's one of the main reasons why I wanted to start Artists of Impact. So most people don't know this, but in the US alone, there are more than 1.9 million registered nonprofits and charities. Globally, there's more than 10 million. And so for any aspiring do-gooder, someone that wants to leave their mark, a positive mark on the world, or just help someone in their community or anywhere in the world, they're so spoiled for choice that often it can become really paralyzing. And so one of the things that we wanted to do was just kind of help people and help artists more specifically sort of manage that, that territory a little bit better. Now, the thing that is really mind-blowing is that of these 1.9 million charities, they all work in very different areas and they can all have very, different levels of impact. And several consulting firms have done research on this to try and see like what people think is the average difference in impact between the very, very best charities and say the average charities. And what the research just consistently finds is that most people underestimate the difference in impact. And so when asked, most people would say that the best charity is maybe two times as effective or as impactful as the average. And just before I actually tell you what the real numbers are, I just want to say that what we mean by impact is just to what extent does a certain charity or an intervention improve the lives of those it helps? So how many individuals does it help, and how much does it help improve their lives? So that's what I mean by impact whenever I use that word. Now, the reality of the matter is that the very, very best charities in the world can be anywhere from 10 to 1,000 times more cost effective than the average charity, which means that if I want to do good and I have only a dollar to give, my dollar can have $1 worth of impact over here with charity A or $1,000 worth of impact at charity B. And that's just with a single dollar. If you had $100 to donate, that actually becomes $10,000 worth. And so that really blew my mind because here I was, a dancer, professional dancer at Houston Ballet at the time, trying to improve the lives of others and not really knowing how to. And then figuring out that actually, even on my, pretty humble dancer salary, I could still have an enormous amount of impact, provided that I just supported the right charities. And so that's something that I wanted to share with artists all around the world. And just hopefully together we can have a bigger impact.
So let us know, how can we get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd say the first thing to do is to just go to our website at artistsofimpact.org. You can also send me an email directly at fernando@artistsofimpact.org. And if you do that, I'm happy to, provide some resources on what some of the best charities are to donate to, whether you want to help people, you want to help animals, or you want to help create better systems, global systems to just improve our resiliency as the human race. These are things that are all really important and really neglected currently. But yeah, I would love to chat with any and all of you.
Thank you so much. And what are some of your favorite charities?
Ooh, some of my favorite charities. I really love Malaria Consortium, which provides medication, really, really cheap medication to help children that contract malaria. I love the Humane League, which works to improve welfare standards for animals on factory farms. And I love the Clean Air Task Force, which helps offset carbon emissions.
That's incredible. I think the part about animal cruelty will really resonate with a lot of people, because I'm vegan, and a lot of my audience on X, they're also vegan, and then most of us are writers. So you really got us with the artists.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Right? I don't know if we talked about this. I think we might have
What?
that I'm vegan too.
Oh yeah.
So yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
actually, most people who are vegan, like, I feel like they have this type of like compassion, and also like I think this is counter to the cultural narrative. Like, I feel like every time I've ever spoken with a vegan, they seem so non-judgmental, and there's this like stereotype that vegans are like judgmental, or they're like confrontational. And I always see people like just online like come after people who are vegan, and like the people who are vegan just like are like, I don't really like claim this, I don't receive that. And I think that's like something that really the world can really do better with, a narrative of like the kind of just like the underlying principle of veganism is compassion. And I think that's really powerful to think about, and that we all can have an impact, and that the impact we have and what we do have can be maximized by really going to like the right people and the right resources. So thank you. Thanks for coming on today.
Of course. Yeah, happy to. Thank you for having me.